Welcome to Betting the Buckets, the NBA betting podcast that won't disappoint, presented by bangthebook.com. I am your host, Cole Ryan, and I am ready to roll for a Monday morning. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for stopping by. I appreciate your time. Glad you could make it. Big, big weekend last weekend just went by. I know a lot of people were disappointed with the fight. Even the Kentucky Derby to some point disappointed people, but you know it did not. How about Game 7, Clippers versus Spurs? What a game. Man, the game marked only the second time in NBA history that the defending champs had been eliminated in Game 7 of a playoff series by a margin as small as 2 points. Incredible game by Chris Paul. Incredible game by the Spurs. Incredible game by the Clippers. Did not disappoint. Also didn't hurt the fact that I have a future on the Clippers. That was also a good thing, too. But I'm ready to not disappoint yet again with the show. I've got a big, big show. I plan to start the week off right. I'm going to go beyond the box score. Look quickly at a second-half betting technique for the NBA playoffs that I used during the regular season. I'm going to overreact to a Game 1 result, and of course, I'll provide picks against the spread for all the big games on the playoff schedule. The show is blazing quick with a few picks, so let's get things started. For Beyond the Box Score, I'm going to talk about the Washington Wizards and the Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks started out very, very strong, but it was the Wizards who stole Game 1. And yesterday I was talking to Alex and Free Money, two longtime Twitter followers, also known as the Buckets Brigade. By the way, if you want to join them and talk hoops, you can find me at ColeRyan9. My handle is at ColeRyan and the number 9. But anyway, we were talking about the game. We had some back and forth on what we thought about the Wizards and the Hawks and some coaching. And I mentioned the Wizards are really true road warriors, which is important in the playoffs, of course. They're 8-1 on the road in the playoffs over the past two postseasons, including 3-0 this year. They became the first team in NBA history to win four straight game ones on the road. Incredible coaching job, incredible job by the players. And I'm not a huge fan of Whitman. At one point, I thought the players gave up on him, but he's proven me wrong in the playoffs. So that's a good thing. Now, they do have a few injuries that are concerning. Wall hurt his wrist. Beal twisted his ankle. Beal tried to come back. He couldn't come back. Both are questionable for the game two, so watch for reports on that. I do expect both of them to play. I'm more concerned with Beal, but keep an eye on that, of course, before you make any plays. The Wizards now a perfect 5-0 straight up and against the spread in the playoffs, and they've been tabbed as underdogs in three of those five games. As of right now, they're 6.5-point dogs for game two. And for the Hawks, it may have been a bit of fatigue from the series against the Nets. They started off fast. They faded very late. The Hawks finished at 38%, 37-98 from the field, including 25% overall in the final two quarters. They really slowed down. They were missing easy buckets. They had second chances. They were missing those two. To me, this really magnifies why it's important for teams to close out a series when they can, so they can get some rest, they can recuperate. So it's also important from a handicapping standpoint to keep an eye on this, and I'll have more on this a little bit later too. But another thing to note in this game was second half betting. For those that did not listen to Betting the Buckets during the regular season, first, shame on you, you should. It's an excellent show. Secondly, I had a system play on second halves, and the system play was pretty simple. It's just bet against teams that put up over 60 points in the first half. Now, the common thinking is they shot very well in the first half to get those 60 points, so they won't be able to do it again in the second half. That was on display again yesterday. The Wizards outscored the Hawks by 16 points in the second half, but keep in mind, this is not an automatic system. So if you see this and you want to bet against it or bet with it or whatever, however you want to word it, make sure you do your research, because to me, now, was this in play? Sure. But there's other things to consider too, like the Hawks were tired from their series. But again, overall, still good play. Not all things translate from the regular season to the playoffs, but this looks like one of the trends that will. So for those of you that bet second halves, keep an eye on that. And also hit me up on Twitter during halves. If I'm around, usually I'm watching the games. I don't always get to Twitter, but I'm always watching the games. So I'll be sure to chime in if I'm around. But now it's time for me to overreact. I always tell anyone who will listen is that one game will not make a series and that there's no need to overreact based on one result, one win, one loss, but Golden State looked very good over Memphis. To me, it wasn't even the fact that they coasted to a victory, but it was amazing how much the Grizzlies missed Conley on defense. The Warriors took half of their three-pointers in Game 1 against the Grizzlies without a defender contesting the shot. They didn't have a defender contesting the shot. That means they're not getting off screens well. That means they're not catching up, or they're just being the beat to the spot. any way you look at it, it's not good. The Warriors, 9 of 14 for 64% on uncontested three-pointers, including 7 of 9, 78% on open catch-and-shoots, which is something that the Warriors specialize in. The Warriors averaged 112.6 points per possession in Game 1. That's their highest offensive efficiency against the Grizzlies this season. When they are that offensively efficient, they're money in the bank. In fact, the Warriors are 43-2 this season when posting an offensive efficiency of 110 or better. Conley needs to be back for Game 2 if the Grizzlies have any shot. I do expect him to come back. I thought he was going to play in Game 1. He was in warm-ups with a mask. He ended up not playing. I do look for him to come back in Game 2, but they desperately need him, that's for sure. So let's get to the picks. I know that's what you guys love, and we got a couple games on tonight, starting with the Bulls and the Cavs. Look, I'm taking the Bulls plus 5. This number is dropping, so if you want to get on it now. It was even higher than this. I waited a bit too long. But my only concern is that LeBron takes over this game. Okay, LeBron did it. I think it was Game 3 in Boston, the very first game in Boston. He took over that game, got a big lead, they never looked back. One of my concerns with him taking over the game is that Jimmy Butler is going to guard him. If he gets into foul trouble early, that's going to make sure that Butler loses some offensive punch into this game. That's not something I want to see. I look for the Bulls to counter with Snell on defense against him, get some time against LeBron, but I'm still going to back the Bulls. They're much bigger. They're deeper down low. Gasol lets them stretch the floor, and to me, the real key X factor, any way you want to word it, is Coach Blatt. He's got to make all the right coaching moves. He's got to change his rotations. I really want to see how he uses Tristan Thompson. He's obviously going to get probably Miller into the lineup, if I had to guess, so he can hit some threes. But I don't really trust his coaching. I'll make it that plain. I don't trust his coaching. For that reason, I'm going to take the Bulls in the spot. The Bulls 7-2 against the spread in the last 9 meetings in Cleveland, 12-4 against the spread in the last 16 meetings overall. They get up for this game. I really think they win Game 1, make a statement, but the LeBron is the X factor, especially that defense and Jimmy Butler. His defense could play a different role too. Definitely a great game I want to watch tonight. For the second game, it's definitely not as clear. Rockets-Clippers, this game is a big pass for me, but I'm going to break it down because there's a lot of things to watch here. First of all, the Clippers, they played 7 games, so if I thought the Hawks were tired against the Nets, the Clippers are definitely going to be tired. Another thing to watch is Chris Paul, right? He's banged up. Even when he's not in the line, or when he is in the lineup, the Rockets are going to have a huge edge in depth. But when he's not in the lineup, they're going to be a dominating team. And I love the matchups of the big men. Dwight Howard looks like he's the Dwight Howard of old. He averaged 16 points, 13 boards against the Mavericks, scored 28 points in Game 2, collected 26 rebounds in Game 3. When he wasn't in foul trouble, he had a big impact on the game. He's going to have a tougher challenge against the Clippers. They have bigger bodies. I like the Rockets at -3, which is the opener, but I'm seeing -6 now. To me, that's a bit high, but the Rockets 21-7 against the spread in the last 28 home games. Since I give out picks on every game, take the Rockets minus the points as the Clippers fade in the second half. My real concern here is when the Clippers bring in their bench, if they're not able to score with the Rockets and the Rockets are putting up threes, this game could get out of hand. I really think if the Clippers are going to be tired, if this game gets out of hand, they'll fade in the second half. Good news is, hopefully we don't see any hack of Jordan or hack of Howard or hack whoever, because both these teams are awful at free throw shooting. But my next show is Wednesday, so I don't want to leave you hanging on Tuesday night. Let's talk about these two games, Wizards versus Hawks. I'll be honest with you, game time call for me. I need to know the status of Wall and Beal for sure. Period. End of story. Hit me up on Twitter. I'll be sure to give my pick when this game gets closer to tip-off. Memphis versus Golden State game 2. I know I said I overreacted, but it's really something. I wanted to make a point because the Warriors looked so good. And everybody's talking about how great they are at home and their record. They haven't lost at home since before the Super Bowl. I get it. Very impressive. The team is very impressive. But I'm going to take these points. The Grizzlies will emphasize that perimeter defense. If I see it, I know they saw it. Those shots won't fall as easily. I also think Conley will play, although he won't be at 100%. I'll take the 11 points now because I think once it's announced they'll play, that number will drop. The Grizzlies, 6-2 against the spread in the last 8 meetings in Golden State. So they're okay playing in Golden State, and they're 4-0-1 against the spread in the last 5 games following a loss. So I know they rebound well off a loss. Give me the double digits. I'll take another shot on the Grizzlies at home. That'll do it for the show. Make sure to follow Bang the Book on Twitter and stop by bangthebook.com for all your playoff basketball betting needs. They have some great stuff to include great podcasts like The Bettor's Box. It's an awesome twice-a-week Major League Baseball betting podcast hosted by the extraordinary Adam Burke, my good friend. He'll get you prepared to make money betting on baseball all summer long. And stay tuned because we got some football podcasts coming up too that are always great. Him and I do together. I look forward to it. I know you will too, to make sure check those out. Follow me on Twitter. Again, my handle at ColeRyan9. Join my Twitter followers, the Buckets Brigade. I hand out trends. I talk stats. I don't care if you agree, disagree. Let's talk basketball. That's what this show's all about. It's you guys. It's about basketball because we're all hoops heads. So the best conversations, comments, and more be featured right here on the show. And I look forward to it each and every single day, much like you should. Wicked quick with a couple picks. That's this show. Enjoy the playoff basketball, people, and win big betting the Buckets.